Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
For you, what a scorcher. There's going to be ladies like pouring jugs of water on their breasts later, probably in the Daily Star, like tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Ice cream salesman will run out of ice creams. It's all going to go off.
Always on Bournemouth Beach.
Always on Bournemouth Beach.
Not that I'm an expert in this, but always on Bournemouth Beach.
What do they do? Do you think they just go down there with a camera and just go, hello, my darling?
A couple of jugs.
Well, I went to university in Bournemouth and I never saw any of them.
Did no one approach you with a jug of water from the Daily Star and say...
No.
What
and you
mean?
Were there, were you, every day with a jug pouring them over yourself?
Still,
rubbish.
Never got papped.
No.
Just played you Kanye West and Gold Digger. I wonder if they do just wander around Bournemouth Beach.
I assume that's how it works. Yeah. Maybe we should send Becky down to find out.
If anyone's ever come up to you from the Daily Star and asked you to chuck a jug of water over your breast when it's been a hot day, then let me know. It's...
All not. The texts
and then
are
what you're going to do?
Hang on, I'll just refresh. No, none as yet.
No.
It's 6:42. What, a lot of people are asking on the text what's going on with Max, who's on before us at the moment, in for Greg. Because she keeps, like, I don't know, there's, like, little hints going on. She played Dilemma, Nelly and Kelly, for you yesterday,
yes.
Chappers. And today, there seems to be some kind of theme. She went for Kylie, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Really?
Yeah. And everyone's like, Ryan, the young trucker's been on, going, what's going on with her then?
Not Ryan, the old trucker.
No, he says, young trucker, Ryan.
I honestly don't know. Which, it's nothing to do with me.
Would she get it?
Would she get it? She would get it, yeah. She would. She, no, she would get it, because we know...
She's probably still here.
We know what the phrase, she would get it, means. It means she would get a glass of wine if I was in a pub.
Right,
if
so
she
that's
drinks
good, then.
Wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, Becky, you're so
seriously.
Uncouth at times.
Would you she get started it? It wasn't my expression, was
no,
it?
No, she's listening upstairs. Would she get it?
Yeah. She would get a glass of wine, yeah.
God.
I bet now she won't play a record tomorrow.
What a strong start to the show we're having. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, yesterday we were talking, do you remember quite early on, about how celebrities and various pop stars have now got this new thing on their website where... You can leave them a message, like a voicemail message. It's called Say Now. Mm. For instance, here's a Jonas Brothers fan leaving a message on their website.
Hi, this is Colin, and I think the Jonas Brothers are awesome.
Aloha, it's Caitlin from Arizona, and I'm calling to say that I love you, of course, like always.
So you can just leave them a message. If you're a big fan, you can just leave a message just on the phone. It's quite good. The Hoff's got one as well. Hassle the Hoff, it's called. He's got some amazing fans.
Hey, David, this is Sherry. You talked to me at Bernie's years ago, like all those other people. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm in Wheeling, West Virginia. But that's kind of another funny story. But anyway, glad to see that you're still going.
It does sound funny, doesn't it?
It does sound funny, yeah. And I want to hear more of the
story. I hope
story.
She's called. Can we check if she's called back? Because I want to hear the hilarious story.
Maybe she'll have left it this time.
So, loads of pop stars... bands, celebrities have got this on their website. Right, listen to this, please. Guess who's got one now?
Right.
Football expert, Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, this is Marisol from North New Jersey. I love what you're doing. I love your hair.
Hey, Lloyd, baby, this is your girl Danielle, ripping for H-Town. If you want to go anywhere around the world, come to Houston, Texas. It's the hottest thing you'll ever see. All right, love you. Bye.
Hey, Lloyd, come back.
Hey, Lloyd, this is Terry. I just want to let you know I think you're really awesome, and I think you're really cute, and I love you, man. You're just awesome.
Wow. See, that's the kind of messages the Hoff wants.
Now, number three, he'll probably want to go out with, because it sounds similar age to him.
Yeah. What, 12?
Yeah. Number two sounded like something out of a horror film.
I can't believe he's got so many, like, worldwide fans.
just from
doing a bit of... football expertise. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You know, David Hasselhoff's got this social networking site.
Hoffspace. As he calls it.
DavidHasselhoff.com, which is, and let's just check, is it bigger than Facebook at the moment? Can you just check that? No. Probably bigger than MySpace, though.
Catching
up. Mm. And there's all these, like, social networking sites popping up all over the place now. Only a matter of time before this one came along, really. This one's called Couplets, okay? And it's a social networking site.
For people who like poetry.
For couples.
For couples?
Yeah. Now, it's only open to couples. Now, can I just ask, why do you think that couples would want to meet another couple?
I don't know. Becky?
No idea at all.
No.
Just have some, I don't know, have some fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
This is my first thought. I mean, I'm ashamed to say it, but when I first saw this social networking site for couples wanting to meet other couples, I thought, that's a bit dodgy.
That's just the way your mind works.
But I'll tell you why people might want to meet other couples in a couple already, okay?
Yeah.
Because relocation to a new neighbourhood.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Retirement and have time for new friends.
Oh.
Welcoming of a new child into the family and some friends mysteriously disappear.
Hey.
Or disenchantment. Disenchantment with long-time friends.
Ah, right.
That could be it. That's why couples might want to meet other couples.
We're just having a look at the picture on the website. They look like they're having a lot of fun.
Don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Mm. They're all very close.
But only couples are allowed.
Oh. It's a bit rubbish.
I know.
How do they prove if you're an actual couple? Like me and you could go along, see what happened.
Well, why would we do that?
Well, also, just to see.
Well, let's pretend to be a couple to see if we can get on couples.
Oh my, what a great idea. I might sign you two up.
Why? How can they prove that you're actually a genuine couple?
Why do other couples have to meet? Why do couples have to meet other couples? Why can't they meet single people?
I don't understand
as friends.
Why. That's why I first thought it was a bit dodgy.
Right.
Can I just ask as well? You know, with the dodgy ones.
Why are you asking me about the dodgy ones?
What happens there?
What?
Anyone ever been to one? One of those, you know, parties?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
No, I just thought, what do you expect us to say?
No, yeah,
like, I'm going to say yes.
I'm just intrigued.
At 5 to 7 in the morning.
I'm just intrigued as to what goes on.
I think she has.
Because I saw that Louis Theroux show. Did you see that Louis Theroux one? Where he actually went to one of those parties.
That was weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
But
you seem to be quite an expert in this.
Everything was... I don't know, I can't say
everything
that.
Everything was what?
No.
Everything was what?
There was a lot of plastic sheeting around.
There was, a lot. There was. But what happens? Do you just, like, sit around and when you first go in, it's like, right, who wants a beer? Yeah, wine, yeah. Okay, let's do it. I just think, like, how do you break the ice at that?
I don't know!
I'm just asking. It's just always fascinated me. Not to the point. Not to the point that I'd do anything about it. No. Anyway, if you are a couple looking for another couple,
join today.
Join today. Put me down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, have any of you been to Orlando?
Yeah, very, very long time ago.
Did you go Disney?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Why else would you go there?
Well, we were saying this. We touched on this yesterday. We had a little drink, didn't we, after work? And I was saying that I didn't really like Orlando.
No,
that's because I didn't go to any theme parks while I was there. And
why
to be honest,
did you go there?
One of my mates kind of was living there at the time, but there's not much else to do apart from theme parks, is there?
So what did you do there? Do you do your usual when you go?
Stay in
your
hotel room and watch Dr. Phil.
I love Dr. Phil.
So that is what you did.
Yeah, I did watch a bit of Dr. Phil and occasionally Oprah.
Right, but that is all you do when you go on holiday. You just sit in a hotel room and watch telly.
A lot, yeah. I like watching TV on holiday.
BBC World.
Yeah. So yeah, not much there apart from theme parks because I think they just, I mean, it's built around the whole theme park thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like spending a fortnight in Chessington again. I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't go to any theme parks. But there's another theme park which we're not, which we haven't known about before now.
Right.
What's the other one? Disney, is it Busch Gardens? Is there a Universal in Orlando?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's another one as well. Check this one out.
Travel back 2,000 years. Relive ancient Jerusalem at the Holy Land Experience.
So this is the Holy Land Experience.
Right. Relive Jerusalem.
Walk the streets. Feel the energy. Look into the eyes of the man who changed the course of history.
Get it? It's not Disneyland. It's Holy Land.
Broaden your knowledge and understanding. Take the journey. Explore the Holy Land experience. It will change you forever.
So this is a theme park based on the Bible.
Right.
Imagine if you're 12, right? Your mum's like, yeah, we're going to go to Orlando on holiday. Oh, are we going Disney? No, we're going Holy Land. Now, if you... What?
Has it got any good rides in that?
Well, they've taken it quite seriously. There's quite a lot of detail. And they have special shows just like Disney.
Right.
But if you're like 11 or 12... Well, I went to Orlando last week. Well, did you go Space Mountain? I went Holy Land.
But do they have any rides?
I don't think there's any rides, but...
Instead of a pirate ship, do they have the Ark?
No. But if you go online and look at the Holy Land website, which is amazing, instead of, like, Mickey and Donald Duck walking around, they have a man who looks suspiciously like Justin Lee Collins, and I think he is supposed to be Jesus.
Oh, right.
And there's loads of pictures of him with the kids, but it does look like Justin a lot. Look, everyone, there's Jesus. All right, love? I just turned some water into wine over there just now. What?
Your accent is appalling.
No, I'm just saying, if let's say that Justin Lee Collins, let's say that Jesus was, you know.
Justin Lee Collins.
From Bristol.
All right.
Like,
that's how
would people take him as seriously?
It's not something I've ever thought. Why are you saying you can't take people from Bristol seriously?
I just think people discriminate against the West Country accent.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They do. When I first started on this show, every time you wanted to say something silly, you'd say it in my voice. It took you ages to realise that you were actually being really rude.
Like if Winston Churchill was from the West Country, right? Martin Luther King, I have a dream.
It is hard. It's not fair.
I know. I'm saying it's not fair.
You still do it.
Do your Martin Luther King impression again if he's from the West Country.
May I have a dream?
What?
I need to... See, when I was living in Bristol for a few weeks, a while back, I kind of perfected it.
Back along?
It's gone now. Anyway, I don't think it is Justin Lee Collins as Jesus, because...
Is Alan Carr Herod?
But do check out the pictures. He's even got the same like flowing lion locks of hair and everything. But I don't think it is Justin. Go and have a look at the Holy Land website. It looks amazing.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. Where are you today?
Hiya, I'm in Swansea.
You having a good day so far?
Yeah, it's lovely and sunny.
Okay, what are you saying?
I got free tickets to Holy Land.
Woo!
Yay!
Are you going to Orlando then?
Yeah, in 8 days.
In 8 days. And how did you get tickets for Holy Land?
Well, they were in like this free coupon book that we get. So, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. And also, I mean, I don't know whether you're thinking of going or not, but you should, because a lot of people are saying it's really good on the text.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't I'll reassure you if Justin Lee Collins is there and Alan Carr.
Well,
I can't promise that.
I'll ask for their autograph as well.
You have to be No, you have to be on your best behaviour as well.
Okay. Yeah, you're not allowed to swear or anything. Because Claire's friend, Claire on the text, got kicked out for swearing because it's on the house rules. You're not allowed, the theme park rules.
Okay.
It does sound like the kind of place the Flanders family of Simpsons would go on holiday. Someone else is studying, they say they're studying Holy Land. I don't know whether that's the actual Holy Land or the theme park.
We'll try and find that.
But loads of people on the text have been. So you should definitely go, Sophie.
I'll try it out.
Okay, and if you see Justin, say hello.
Okay, I will.
You are awful.
I know. All right, love you. Have a good day.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So there's a girl who goes out to a bar in the San Francisco area. Okay.
Yeah.
And talks to this guy for literally a couple of minutes, no more than that, and does the polite thing, gives him her business card and says, give me a call sometime.
Okay.
What?
Well, that's just a very formal way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, but,
a business
card. I think they do that a lot in America as well.
Okay.
Hand out the business card. Anyway, she gets this message from him.
Yeah, hi there, all good, Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we... met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Your friends was jealous.
Your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you.
Can you believe, like, it just makes your mouth go, open wide. There's more.
Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-9184. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are elegant women rare because he's Greek? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know. What are you saying? Look at Becky now.
He just makes me so angry.
Why?
So I'm putting it like a business proposal. It's like, yeah. I've got an opportunity for you.
Let the romance begin.
Oh!
You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that, but I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Remember, he's spoken to her for a couple of minutes in a bar. Okay?
I was going to say, any woman should steer well clear, let alone an independent, strong woman is going to go, oh yeah, he sounds well hot.
Right, so after all that, okay, that long message, she decides not to call him back.
There's a surprise.
I know. Who'd have thought it? But then, she gets this message.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work.
Here's how it's going to work.
I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work.
What a catch this guy really is. Right, it continues.
It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work. Because, you know, some people leave early. And I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Oh, yeah.
You keep telling yourself, Dimitri, and then maybe we'll believe it.
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, when a year, it's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Okay, I like it. He has to keep reiterating that.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, I don't like it.
I'm not surprised his last girlfriend kept it a long-distance relationship.
I just can't believe this guy.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now. So you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it.
Oh, my God.
I think Becky's quite tempted to give him a ring.
I think a lot of girls are going, oh, at the radio right now.
It just makes me so angry.
Now, I understand if you've got other issues, but nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder. And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
I think it's more aggressive-aggressive, I'm feeling.
He carries on.
Okay.
But if you're psychologically normal...
Unlike me.
And you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
Right. Unbelievable.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Very angry people on the text. People just wanting to kind of punch him. Okay, who would you prefer, right? Would you prefer... Think about it.
Right.
Think about dating.
Yeah.
Would you prefer... Dimitri?
I'll assume that you've already left work. Because, you know, some people leave early. And I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested.
Or this guy from before.
Are you ready for a full-on relationship with a red-blooded, passionate, exotic male?
Mm?
A man that will ensure these dreams come true for you if it's the last thing I do.
You're going for red-blooded, exotic male at the moment, aren't
yeah.
you?
Every time.
Shoot in pains of ecstasy, writhe your body until your soul melts with mine under a halo of hot, steamy desire.
This is a guy from an online dating site. One of our listeners sent us
the message. To choose between him or Dimitri.
Yeah, him or Dimitri.
A man that wants to have your children.
Have your baby.
Now I'm going to stay celibate.
Podcast.
Should we do some badly bleeped TV?
Come on, then.
It's a simple missing words game. We've taken some of our best bits from our favourite TV and radio shows, and we've just beeped a word. All you've got to do is tell me what the word is. You can play along on 81199. Welcome to Tuesday's Badly Bleeped TV. Okay, you ready for the first one?
Yep.
Let me know how you do on 81199. This is from the Euro 2008 final. Okay, there is music on this, so listen quite closely.
Buffon, Italian national hero.
What could that be? I'll play it to
you
again.
Yeah, go on then.
Buffon, Italian national hero.
Quite hard to hear.
Buffon, Italian national hero.
Buffon, Italian national hero.
For them.
For them.
Oh, I thought it sounded like player, but that doesn't...
Player?
Yeah.
You're saying player?
Yeah.
You're saying for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Buffon, Italian national hero forever!
Oh, that was close. Forever. That was really close. Right, next one. Going back to Euro 2008.
Cool, you watched a lot of Euro 2008, didn't you?
Yeah, that very same final. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's your next piece of badly bleeped TV.
For the Spanish, though, it's been f***ing miserable.
You're going to have to play that again.
For the Spanish, though, it's been f***ing miserable.
It's been... Can I have it one more time?
For the Spanish, though, it's been f***ing miserable.
40 years of...
misery.
Yeah.
Flipping? Yeah.
For the Spanish, though, it's been 44 years of misery.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Only 4 years.
I'm only 4 years out, and I knew that.
Now, we're going over to the first appearance by Countryfile.
Really?
On BBC One Sunday mornings. I doubt it will be the last time this features on Badly Bleeped TV either.
I'm wondering what's going to be bleeped.
Miriam goes in Cardigan Bay.
We all dashed down here to get a closer look.
Do it again.
Okay.
Miriam goes in Cardigan Bay.
We all dashed down here to get a closer look.
That's hard.
I'm just trying not to think about Dave Pearce. Is it diving?
Diving, you think?
I think digging.
Digging. All right. You're saying diving, you're saying digging.
Miriam goes dolphin watching in Cardigan Bay.
Dolphin watching.
That was a difficult one to guess.
Really hard.
Yeah.
And finally, she's here at 10 o'clock this morning. It's Jo Wiley, everybody.
Well, this could be anything.
I absolutely love
Oh, I think I know this.
Let's ask Cheffers first. And again.
I absolutely love cock.
Cheffers.
Rock.
Rock, you're saying?
I think it's gok for gok one.
I absolutely love gok.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Go on, you've heard that before, haven't you?
I know, he's on our show, so, yeah. Is that cheating?
No, it's all right.
I absolutely love gok.
And that was Badly Bleached TV on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.